happen in a year's time, if, you know, from, because I left and came to California with another family also. I met another family of Oklahomans, and they came to California, and we picked dates in Indio. Again, I was still working farm work, but my first trip out here was in 1940, and I spent a good year here before I went back to Fort Sill. And I was at Fort Sill when the war was declared, or December 7th. I was actually working at the post exchange. So.
Now, so you were about, you say that.
I was 16 then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you had done a series of the messenger and was doing the work for your mother, when you decided to just sort of stop. Working for the woman who
was
working so hard.
Oh, Mrs. Neal.
How old were you?
Well, that's 13. 13.
Uh-huh. And so,
you know how those people got me. My mother went into Oklahoma City into the what they call the community camps. This is still Depression, mm-hmm. And she moved into the community camps, very like refugee camps. I showed you a picture of it. And like shacks, they took old cars and they took old pieces of cardboard and they took pieces of wood and they built shanties and they got their water from the faucet at the city park and they camped under bridges because and the hobo camp is really what it was. She took all of us and moved down there. The guy that took her to Oklahoma City must have realized that he couldn't cope with the whole family because he didn't stay with her. He stayed at I don't know how much time, but he left. And then I got, I stayed and took care of these little kids. And then she was having, my mother was working for someone who was making bootleg whiskey. And my mother would give us, me and one of my brothers, a certain X amount of bottles. Or like when you brought that case on your back, we used to pack these pints in a satchel. And then we'd make deliveries. I don't know what her contact was, but the fellow who took her to Oklahoma City in the middle of the night with the kids in the truck made the contacts for her. And I was in the honky-tonk, what they called a honky-tonk then. I guess they still have them. They're bars, beer bars. And I was making a delivery when Mrs. Neal's mother saw me in the bar, and she started questioning me, how old are you? I'm 12. Or I was 13, I don't know, I think I was 12 and a half, 13, but I always said I was older. And she said, well, what are you doing? Are you working? I said, well, I work for my mother. And she said, well, who's your mother? And then she said to me, I'm a police officer, you tell me everything. And I was scared, you know, so I told her my name. She said, where does your mother live? And I said, she's down in the community camps. She said, well, you better just take me to her. And I didn't know, you're the big, heavy-set woman with authority like a big bull. And she's, you know, and I'm young, and I don't know the difference, and I don't know Oklahoma. I've only been there about 3 weeks. And all I know is the community camp and a few bum, slummy honky-tonks around it. So I take her down to this camp. So she says to Mama, well, I want to hire your girl off of you. And Mama said, what for? And she said, well, my daughter's having a baby, and she's got a couple of little kids, and she's married to a lawyer, and we'll live on the north side of town. And we need the girl to do the housework. And I'll give you $2 a week. So Mama said, take her. Just like that. Take her. I walked out of there with a ragged pair of overalls, one of my brother's overalls, and no shoes, and one of my brother's shirts. And the first thing she did was cut my hair and de-lice me. She said, you probably got lice. And she takes me, and I walk into this beautiful home, you know, I mean, I can't believe it. It's a home with rugs and a radio, and, you know, it was a mansion to me. But it didn't remain a mansion very long, because the first thing she did was she told me what I had to do. And I said, well, okay, but I don't know how to cook. I never learned to cook. All I know how to do is make biscuits and cornbread and cook beans, but I don't know anything else. She said, well, we'll teach you how to cook. Well, then I guess I was with those people 3 to 6 months, but oh my God, they almost killed me. I'll never forget it. Day and night, there was never any rest.
And so you left them, you were still about that same age?
13 when I left. I was 13 when I left them because I met the Eccles. I met them at a public swimming pool. I went to a public swimming pool. In those days, you went to a swimming pool. You know, people didn't have pools. And the Eccles were there. And they saw me without, you know, when I walked in, and they said, well, are you going to swim? And I said, I don't have anything to swim in. And they started talking to me, and what did I go there for? Oh, I went there to pick up her two kids. That was it. Her two kids were there. And I didn't have, they never bought me a pair of shoes, those people. She did, that woman gave me one of her house dresses to wear, but I never had a pair of shoes. And Miss the Echo, I started talking with them. They were really nice. And I guess they were friendly. And they said, well, you don't have to work for her. You don't have to do that. So when I took the kids home, they came over that afternoon, and they talked to Mrs. Neal. And her husband was a lawyer, and he was going to sue them. And they said, well, how can you sue us? This child is only a child. She should be in school. In fact, they wanted me to go to school, those people. And so that's how they got me away from them. And they bought me clothes, and they were really nice to me. They were good people.
So did you then live with them for a little while?
Yeah, a little while. Mm-hmm. And they got me a job as a car hop when I was 13, and I saved some money. And they taught me how to spend money. And, well, I knew pretty much how to spend. I knew how to buy cigarettes and movies and car fare. But I never had I'd never bought a dress or a pair of shoes or anything before. And I was 13. So I stayed with the Eccles off and on for about a year. They got me a job as a car hop. Then we went to Fort Sill, and I got a job in the PX, Post Exchange.
Now, how long did you work there at the Post Exchange?
I was there about 6 months before the war started. Mm-hmm. We knew it was coming. Everybody was talking about it, and the Eccles went there to work, and she went to work. He was in the service, and she went there to rent an apartment to be with him, and they took me with them. They were really nice people, middle age. They were three in their 30s then, and I worked the Post Exchange, and then I lived in one of the, they lived in the barracks, and they had a room off one of their barracks for me. They were really nice. And I saved my money, and then I came to California.
What year was that, 1940?
I was in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. 1941. I came to California in 1940 to pick dates, to work on a farm.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my first trip out. That was to work. I hired out to come out here to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a nice family, and they had a girl my age, and they were Oklahomans. But I worked and paid my own, or they paid me. I had room and board plus a salary.
Mm-hmm.
We picked dates, and we worked in the fruit fields down around Indio and in Pomona, all in that area, avocados, oranges. It was a healthy life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you came back to
Then went back to Oklahoma, to Fort Sill. And then I was there in 1941 when war was declared.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well maybe this would be